Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1539, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, unbecoming to a lady. I was brought into the case against Mr. Frank by Detective Bass Rosser and was subpoenaed to the office of Mr. Dot Dorsey twice before the trial and questioned very closely by Mr. Dot Dorsey. He told me to say that Mr. Dot Frank, quote, as general character was bad, and as illustrating to me how he desired me to state that Mr. Frank's character was bad, he said, I want you to state that his character is bad, just as you would state that Mayor Woodward's character was bad, and in the same manner you had heard that Mr. Frank's character was bad. That is the way I want you to testify, and I want you to answer my questions right off sharp and quick. When Mr. Dot Dorsey was prompting and questioning me in his office, he did not at any time use the word lasciviousness, but when I went on the witness stand, he did use the word, and asked me if Mr. Frank's character for lasciviousness was good or bad, and I answered bad in the face of the fact that I did not know the meaning of the word lasciviousness and never had it explained to me until today. I deny most emphatically that Mr. Dot Frank, quote, S character or reputation is bad for lasciviousness. He always made the girls at the factory attend strictly to business, and he was not generally liked by them on account of his strictness with them in his dealings regarding their work. H.G. Schiff, J. Ostrensky, Richard Jacobus, and Aya Quinn, sworn for the movant. We are acquainted with Miss Marie Karst. She could have knowledge of the facts testified to by her by reason of the fact that she had been an employee of the factory and had been personally acquainted with Leo M. Frank as an employee of the factory, attested by Kerr Burke. Ground 12, stricken upon motion of movant. Ground 15, Mary Rich, sworn for the movant. I know Jim Conley, and at about 2:15 o'clock p.m. Saturday, April 26, 1913, Jim Conley come out of alley in rear of the National Pencil Factory and bought a 20 dinner of me, and after getting the dinner in his hand, he went back to the extreme alley, and I did not see him any more that day. This affidavit in pencil was attested in ink by G.O. Burke as notary public.